Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And you mentioned Jackson Holliday. Big game last night himself. 3-for-5. Homer and 4 ribbies. And we heard Tony Mantolino talking about his success against lefties. For the season, Jackson Holliday. Get your votes in for the All-Star game, by the way. Got a couple more weeks of that. Go to Orioles.com. Vote for him and O'Hearn. Holliday second right now. O'Hearn leads. Get him in there. I know it's not exactly a strong second base crew, but he's still deserving of consideration. But against lefties this year, he's hitting .273. Hit his second home run last night. OPS .739. I mean, the numbers against lefties and much smaller sample size are better than they are against right-handed pitching. But the fact that he's doing what he's doing, we're talking about him being an all-star. A year ago, oh, they brought him up too soon. Oh, my God, why didn't they take this other guy with the first pick of the draft? That's why I always defer to the experts. This guy has had it in him from the entirety of his life. His dad's an all-star. His brother's going to be a top 3-4 pick, maybe the number one pick here in less than 3 weeks. This is why he was 1-1. This is why he was the number one prospect coming through the ranks, not rated by Oriole fans, by Baseball America, by ESPN.com, by anyone that does, Keith Law, everyone who does it. Now we're starting to see why. Because the bat plays, and plays in a big way, and that was oppo power last night. And Corbin, as you said, Nolan, had pitched very well for the Rangers this year going into last night's game, and he got, as the young kids would say.
Worst start of the year for him, which is great for the Orioles case. And as far as Holliday's concerned, I mean, yeah, you said there, I think the key was defer to the experts. And I think you meant right, Elias for drafting him, sure. Right? Well, I would say, I mean, those same experts are seemingly the ones that held him back from facing left-handed pitching so soon in his career. So it goes both ways. I mean, if this is what he's always been capable of, then I'm only left asking, well, why didn't we see this sooner? Why didn't we get this opportunity sooner? Old manager, whatever it is, difference in manager, timing, whatever led to this, doesn't really matter to me. Just why did it take this long? And it's not just a Holliday thing. This has been an every Orioles prospect thing. So maybe, just maybe, finally, we can use this latest case of evidence to say, maybe we shouldn't baby these guys out the gate, because if we believe in them enough to draft them one overall or top five or whatever it is, then I think you believe in them enough to hit left-handed pitching. Give them the chance to do it.
Well, let's be honest. Last year, Jackson Holliday couldn't hit any pitching. He was struggling against anybody that threw a baseball, right-handed, left-handed, ambidextrous, whatever it is. Now, hopefully, to your point, Coby Mayo starts to get a little more at-bat run against right-handed pitching. And by the way, and we'll talk about this with Matt Weirich later in the show, Coby Mayo made a couple of nifty plays at first base last night,
nice
too.
Scoop.
So
yeah.
Maybe he's getting more acclimated to the situation over there. But a big win for the Orioles last night, I guess. But they shut him out. They bounced back after that tough loss to the Yankees on Sunday. Can they win the series tonight behind Charlie Morton? We shall see. Tampa comes to town this weekend. But Trevor Rogers, you're our three-star of the day. Jackson Holliday, you get a couple of stars as well. Every Orioles starter had a knock except for Gunnar Henderson, but he made that sterling over-the-shoulder catch out in shallow left field to stem whatever tide the Rangers were trying to rise at that time. So a nice, solid team win for the Birds on a really hot Monday night.
I thought it was pretty impressive. Like you said, Bob, the pitching was great. Jackson was good. I just wish the only thing that I can ever say negative about Jackson, Bob, is he strikes out a lot. You know, last night he struck out 2 times again. You know, so what, in his last 7 games, he struck out 7 times. You know, for a leadoff guy, they don't normally strike out that much, do they?
I think Ks aren't as taken as seriously as they. It's all about the on-base percentage.
Yeah.
Now, if your Ks are there, I mean, Cal Raleigh, for instance, has struck out a ton for Seattle, and he hit his 32nd home run last night. So, as long as you get on base, I think you'll live with the Ks. What, now, you're 0 for 4 or 4 Ks, then you got a problem leading off the game.
Now, Bob, you were talking about it. We're almost halfway. Halfway is, they're at 77 games.
81's halfway.
Yeah, but they've got 85 left. For them to get to 86 wins, they got to go 52-33.
All right, well, they're 18-10 last 28. So they've trimmed. They're still 6.5 out of the wild card. And if you want to start talking about teams they have to pass, well, they gained a game on the Rangers. In that. And Boston lost again last night. So they gained a game on them. So there's still work to be done, but they're still teetering that fine line. And if anything, gotta win at home. Yeah, Texas stinks on the road. You have to win your home games, at least your home series. So they could do that tonight with a win against the Texas Ball Club. Charlie Morton, can he keep this hot streak rolling that he's been on?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.